You're listening to local and regional news produced by KMUN with help from our news partners. I'm Katie Frankowitz, and I'll soon be joined by my co-host, Skylar Butenshin. It's Monday, August 25th. The superintendent of the Nestucca Valley School District in Tillamook County has resigned effective immediately. In a letter, Misty Wharton thanked the community, staff, and students for their support, but did not elaborate further on the reasons for her departure just ahead of the new school year. Wharton grew up in South Tillamook County and graduated from Nestucca High School. She had served as principal of Nestucca Valley Elementary School after teaching at the high school for nearly a decade. She became superintendent on an interim basis in January of 2017, following the resignation of former superintendent David Phelps. Wharton took on that role on a permanent basis in June 2018. As superintendent, she shepherded the district through the coronavirus pandemic, but in recent years, she had been criticized by vocal members of the community over issues of trans youth participating in sports, criminal convictions of former district staff, and alleged incidents of mishandling situations with students. Board member Kayla Cole said the district is sad to see Wharton go, but respects and supports her decision. In a statement to the Tillamook Headlight Herald, she said the board is committed to ensuring a smooth transition in the coming weeks. The story comes to us through a news partnership with the Tillamook Headlight Herald. Online at tillamookheadlightherald.com.
The Astoria School District will receive $750,000 over the next 4 years to improve reading literacy. The new federal funds are coming from a grant facilitated through the Oregon Department of Education. It's a total investment of $11 million annually across 30 Oregon school districts that is designed to improve literacy for students from birth to 12th grade. Astoria School District Director of Instruction Stephanie Sparks says the grant will provide crucial funding for the district's programs, specifically to help support birth to pre-K literacy programs. And Sparks says she is most excited for the positive impact the funds will have on students whose education was affected by COVID-19. That targets current fourth grade students through middle school students that were in kindergarten and first grade when COVID shutdowns hit. Among several Astoria School District initiatives, the money will go toward funding a literacy-focused kindergarten summer transition program. This story comes to us through a news partnership with The Astorian. Read more online at dailyastorian.com. The University of Washington's Center for Human Rights is warning that federal immigration action has crossed a new boundary, breaking international humanitarian law. KUOW's Gustavo Sagrero has more.
The report zeroes in on 16 cases where people have been arrested by federal agents and held for extended periods of time without access to a lawyer. There's a legal term for it called an enforced disappearance.
What I'm talking about is cases where days, even weeks go by that families still don't know where their loved one is.
That's researcher Angelina Godoy. She says all of these cases have connections to Washington State. Some were residents here. Others were deported from Tacoma's ICE Detention Center. Most are cases of people deported to third countries, some to a prison in El Salvador in violation of a federal court order.
The level of secrecy is what's different in these cases.
While the federal government manages immigration enforcement, Godoy adds local governments managing public airports and prisons also play a role in alleged enforced disappearances. I'm Gustavo Sagrero reporting.
Christine Drazen hasn't revealed her political plans for 2026, but as Dirk Vanderhart reports, a fundraising site may offer a hint of what lies in store for the former GOP candidate for Oregon governor.
WinRed is a platform that processes political donations for Republican candidates up and down the ballot, including for Drazen. And in June, the site made a notable change. It began listing Drazen as a candidate in the 2026 governor's race. That would be news. Drazen came within 3.5 percentage points of Governor Tina Kotek in the 2022 election. While she's widely speculated to be considering another run, she hasn't announced any plans. But Drazen's political team insists the WinRed listing isn't a sign. A spokesman says campaign staffers did not make the change, suggesting the site did it on its own. WinRed didn't respond to a request for comment. Drazen, the top Republican in the Oregon State House, is currently focused on a special legislative session set for next week. Candidates have until March 10th to declare their intention to run for office. I'm Dirk Vanderhart, reporting.
Juan Heredia is a volunteer rescue diver with a gift for finding victims. For the last year, he's shown up at stretches of water across California to Oregon. Jefferson Public Radio's Justin Higginbottom reports.
On an early morning this spring, Camille McGee's car plunged into the Trinity River in Northern California. McGee and her partner escaped, but their 9-month-old son, Oliver, was swept away by the current. Trinity County Search and Rescue searched for days. Then Juan Heredia heard about the case.
First of all, I don't search for bodies. I search for sons or daughters.
By day, he's a mortgage broker in Stockton. But in his free time, he's a recovery diver.
Before I go to the water, I ask for a picture of the person, and then I try to put her picture in my head. I start doing my search.
When Heredia arrived at the Trinity River, he says search and rescue wouldn't let him dive, saying it was too dangerous. But he stayed in contact with Oliver's family.
I don't want to get pushed from the sheriff's department, and they were mean to me, but I'm going to come for you.
After only a few hours in the rushing water, he saw him.
The only thing that I spot from the baby was his leg.
For Heredia, finding baby Oliver is something he's trained his whole life for. Growing up in Argentina, he liked to fish with his father. Heredia says he would often dive into the water when their hook was caught.
I was able to jump in the water with no mask, no fin, no nothing, and just swimming down the river and take the hook out so we can keep fishing.
Heredia has also worked as a dive instructor, but it wasn't until last summer that he started going out on rescue missions for families around Central California. Soon, people began recognizing his name.
All the social media blew out. Everybody started tagging me for any person anywhere in the world, basically. I'm getting messages from Canada and London.
He started the nonprofit Angels Recovery Dive Team. It's a little over a year later, and he's found around a dozen bodies.
News today, a diver discovered the body of 2-year-old Dane Paulson in a
body celestial. Was found today in the Calaveras River near Stagg High
School. Searching for a missing teen in the Cahuilla River, says he's recovered her body.
All of those are rescues from Heredia. But the Trinity River wasn't the only place where authorities didn't want his help. This summer, 3 rafters were swept over Dillon Falls on the Deschutes River. The Deschutes County Sheriff's Office recovered 2 of the bodies, but they couldn't find the 3rd. So Heredia showed up, thinking it was just the job for him. Authorities disagreed.
They decided to come and talk to me. And this is what they told me. The river's closed. I cannot dive. If I jump in the water, they're going to arrest me.
Heredia posted that video to his nearly 100,000 followers on Facebook. The sheriff's page soon got over 1,000 comments telling the department to let Heredia dive.
It's been completely blown out of proportion. It's just a misunderstanding from the general public about how these operations work.
That's Jason Carr with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office.
It's important for folks to understand that anytime there's a search and rescue operation, it is treated like a crime scene.
Carr says it's also an issue of liability, and they have their own highly trained team.
This is a professional group of volunteers. This isn't just your neighbor down the road who decides they want to go help out, coming to the scene and saying, I want to help out.
Heredia stood down and drove back the 7 hours to Sacramento. But for him, the hardest part of this work isn't necessarily the failures like that trip. It's what comes after success.
Many nights after I found the son or daughter, that's the hard part.
On the Trinity River, he waited with baby Oliver until a family member showed up.
He was just a beautiful baby in my arms, and I didn't want to let it go until somebody opened their arms for the baby.
He says it's not just sheriff's departments worried about his safety. He has a wife and 2 children. But they decided, as a family, that this is Heredia's calling. So he'll keep driving towards bodies of water, hoping someone wants his help. Justin Higginbottom, JPR News.
You're listening to news from KMUN. To hear us on the air and catch national news from NPR, tune in to 91.9 FM. Morning news begins at 7:59 every weekday. And of course, you'll always find today's local and regional news at kmun.org/news. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.